Znajući da si me vidio od Toma, povjerovao si, govori Gospodin. Blaženi koji ne vidješe, a vjeruju.
Aleluja, 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 aleluja.
Gospodin s vama.
The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading to the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord.
Thomas
called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, I put my finger into his nail marks and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, the disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came to the doors that were locked and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." The word of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Evo, draga braćo i sestre.
Dear brothers and sisters, on the feast of St. Thomas the Apostle, as the first reading, we have heard from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians, where Paul turns to us and speaks to us about the church. He says that in Christ's church, none of us is a stranger any longer. We are at home in the church. The church is our home. And this our home is interwoven, as St. Paul says, is founded upon Jesus Christ himself, who is the founding cornerstone. And the apostles are its foundation. And among those apostles, among those 12 chosen ones, is today the celebrant that we celebrate, St. Thomas. Why is St. Thomas counted as the foundation of the church? We can simply understand that the 12 of the privileged, I can say, who were chosen by who knows what grace of God, who were in a very intimate relationship with Jesus himself. The gospel teaches us and tells us how Jesus explained things to them privately when they were alone. He explained all that they have passed through the day or through a given time. In a special way, Jesus had sown his teachings and shared it with them in their hearts. These 12 and Thomas with them had the privileged experience of living with Jesus for those 3 years, walking with him through the Judea, through Galilee, listening to him, to his teachings, and experiencing and living through all that Jesus lived through. And imagine those experiences that they have passed when Jesus was raised from the dead, when they saw him risen. Like in today's gospel, as it is written, that the doors were closed, and he passed through the closed door, stood amongst them, and said, "Peace be with you." That is what ignited the faith in Thomas's heart, what ignited the faith in the heart of the apostles. That foundation is the faith the apostles had, and the apostles afterwards witnessed to the people of the Jews and then everywhere else that truly he was the Son of God. He is truly Christ. He is truly the Messiah, the one whom the Jews waited for a long time and all of humanity longed for in the depth of soul. Imagine with what enthusiasm they spoke when the Holy Spirit told them, how they witnessed to everyone whom they met on their life's journey, how they witnessed about Jesus. The apostles of these experiences could not speak about anything else, could not converse about anything else except about Jesus Christ and to witness for Jesus Christ. This is their witness. Witness of faith. This very strong witness of faith ignited the flame of faith in the hearts of those who listened to them. And we know from the sacred scriptures that those who listened to the apostles, as they came to faith, how in that faith they established their first communities and started to live according to the word of Jesus. Because of that, today when we think and reflect upon the history 2,000 years back, our heart understands this greatness of the apostles, greatness of those who were the founding stones of the faith in Jesus, and first were the ones to confess that faith and to give their life to the end for that belief. And how wonderful it is to think about how this faith came to us. Imagine 2,000 years have passed. Much has changed in 2,000 years in the world. The times have changed. The borders have changed. The kingdoms have changed. Much has happened in the area of philosophy. People have changed lifestyles, changed the way of living, structures of societies. Much has changed. Much has been created, and then much has been also extinguished. But Christ's church has passed through all this time, has remained to live. And today we are alive in the church. We are part of the church today. With our faith, we are flames within that church. For 2,000 years, this faith was transmitted through witnessing, through the witnesses, through hearing of the word of Jesus. In the same way it came to our hearts. It's beautiful today to think about who it is that transmitted the faith to us, who has ignited the faith in our hearts. I believe that all of us here that are present somewhere have these life experiences. We have heard someone, seen someone, or someone witnessed to us truly and really their faith in Jesus Christ. Normally those true witnesses, when we really meet someone who really is living Christianity, who is really living according to Jesus' word, it is in that somewhere that the spark of faith is born, that ignites the human heart, that brings the person to the recognition, opens his heart, admitting that Jesus Christ truly is the Son of God, that he is our Savior, that he is the one whom our heart needs the most, that in him we have a new life and the fullness of life. This episode from today's Gospel that we have heard, and here in this our region normally Thomas is referred to as the doubting Thomas. But somehow it seems that it was necessary for this episode to be written in the Gospels, because somehow it even brings closer Jesus Christ to us, the ordinary people. We don't have this benefit of having lived at the same time as Jesus. We live from that word that the apostles left to us, from their witnesses. But somehow I feel that it is essential that one of the apostles actually did place his finger into the wounds of Jesus, that the gospel brings to us that episode as well. this concrete witness, which somehow confirms to us that this other 11 have seen Jesus. After the resurrection, didn't see some kind of a ghost. It didn't happen something in their own heads, but there is a concrete witness, one at that time who truly was unbelieving, has cried out, asked and said, until I place my finger into his wounds, I will not believe. And that witness of Thomas, somehow even more, brings the faith of Jesus and in Jesus closer to us. It confirms that what the other apostles have seen is true. It did happen. Somehow it confirms and strengthens their witness. And I believe, dear brothers and sisters, that each one of us, regardless of how much faith we have, we all know that in our lives, sometimes our faith is stronger. And then there's a period in our life that there's some kind of a dark cloud that comes, and we become weakened in prayer. We then have some kind of prayer, and then with another period of our life, we are raised in faith. And somehow, continuously we battle to be close to Christ. In each one of us is this. Each one of us needs, and in the depth of our hearts and souls, we have the need and the desire to place our finger into the wounds of Jesus. Somehow we are in need of concrete things, things of life that will confirm, that will strengthen our faith. I believe that each one of us could point out some life circumstances which witness, where we were convinced, where we touched God with our hand. We were so close to God that He affirmed us in our faith. Today, we used to say that the poor of this world in the time that we live, those who live at the margin of society, those who are lost, abandoned, those who have experienced injustices in their lives for different reasons. Oftentimes we hear, we listen to the texts, that the theologians call them the wounds of Jesus of today. And I believe, I'm convinced, that to touch Jesus' wounds in that sense, that as a Christian we come to the margin of society, but we touch those who are in need, to be brothers and sisters, to those who are in need. When we know in our life how to serve those who are the last, forgotten, whom nobody thinks about. But that is what Thomas experienced. That we live that word of Jesus. Love your neighbor. Love the one who is far away, who will never know how to repay that love to you. That is the touching of the Lord Himself. That benefit of such kind to a person as a believer gives the satisfaction of God's nearness. And therefore I believe that the living God can be touched today with our hands. But today the living God can be experienced with the heart. That we can experience God's nearness with the heart. The teaching of Jesus, of the gospel, He is inspiration of the Holy Spirit of each one of us, leads us in this way the most, to go towards the margins, to go to the needy, because there somewhere we are defined to the end as Christians, as followers of Christ, as true believers in Jesus Christ. May the Blessed Virgin Mary, through her prayers, her succession, her motherly help, be the leader and the teacher, how to become all the better Christians and more faithful followers of Jesus Christ. Amen.